The escalating tensions between artists and AI companies has taken, I think, a really interesting twist right now. So essentially, there's this new tool called Nightshade, and it's come out, and essentially it's enabling artists to pretty much alter their art's pixels. So if AI companies scrape these images for training data, and the result is essentially just kind of like a corrupted AI model that produces like really wacky, nonsensical outputs. So Nightshade's primary objective is to essentially just kind of counter AI entities that are using artwork without the artist's approval, right? That's the whole idea. Not that they want to, you know, just permanently destroy all art generating AI models, but any that are using, you know, their content without their permission is essentially who they're targeting here. So AI models like DALL-E, Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, all of these, I think, could see their output severely disrupted by this tool. And so I think, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Essentially what's happening is, you know, you could have like where it was once like you were getting a picture of dogs generated. Now all of a sudden it's going to be cats instead, or cars are going to all of a sudden turn into cows. MIT's Technology Review, which recently covered some of this research, revealed that the paper has been slated for review at USENIX Computer Security Conference as a paper on how to do this. But there's a bunch of big AI giants, including OpenAI, Meta, Google, Stability AI, that are all kind of grappling with lawsuits from artists right now that essentially are alleging unauthorized scraping of copyrighted content and personal data. So Ben Zhao, who is the mind behind Nightshade and a University of Chicago professor, envisions the tool as a balance restorer, essentially offering artists a way to counter infringements on their intellectual property rights. So responses from the, you know, the big companies that I just mentioned earlier regarding this, no one's really commenting on it right now for obvious reasons. Now, here's the thing. I'll go into a little bit more of this. And I know that like a lot of artists are like, I don't know, super like rah-rah, this is going to like take down the big guys. But like at the end of the day, in my opinion, this doesn't make that big of an impact because all of the big players, Midjourney, OpenAI, etc., have already scraped the data. They've already built their data sets. And so I'm pretty sure they have the data set. And if everyone just starts, you know, corrupting all the image files in the future, maybe it will stop them from being able to train off of like new stuff. But they already have like 100 years or 1,000 years of paintings and art in their data set. So I don't know how much, maybe like if new art techniques come out and they're not able to access them, then they won't be as good at like that per se versus one that goes and gets the rights. But at the end of the day, I don't know how much of an impact this is going to have on a majority of this content, just being that the big guys already grabbed all of the data. So it'll definitely stop any newcomers, but I don't know if it's going to stop the ones that have already come out. So that's just my caveat I'm going to throw on there. So kind of complementing this new software, though, it's Nightshade. There's another one called Glaze, which is also from Zhao's team. And essentially, this is allowing artists to protect their unique styles from AI's algorithms. So Glaze functions essentially with Nightshade, but essentially is manipulating image pixels in ways that make it indiscernible to humans, but it's wildly confusing to AI models. This is very interesting. So the image's pixels, you won't even notice them when you look at this picture. But to an AI model, it kind of wrecks what it's training on. So plans to merge Nightshade's capabilities into Glaze are underway. Additionally, artists will have the freedom to essentially decide whether to use Nightshade. Making the tool open source, as Zhao's team intends, I think could kind of amplify its, like, how many people are using this thing. As large language model data sets have billions of images, introducing more of these like tainted images could weaken the AI's ability to generate images, which means that, you know, we could start seeing a lot of these big AI models not pulling in new data if all of a sudden like this corrupted data is kind of like poisoning their data set pretty much. So Nightshade targets a generative AI model's Achilles heel, which is its dependence on, of course, vast internet source data. And essentially it's tampering with these images. So it is kind of undermining the AI's foundation. So for instance, artists can use Glaze to mask their artwork under a different style, and then they also use Nightshade at the same time. So when AI companies unknowingly incorporate these, you know, quote unquote poisoned images into their training, it pretty much just wreaks havoc on the AI's performance. Experiments revealed some pretty, I would say, startling results. So when Stable Diffusion pulled in, I think just 50 like messed up, or you could call them tainted, dog images, The resulting AI-generated images were super bizarre. They produced these like multi-limbed and character-like dogs. With 300 of those images, dogs began to completely morph into cats, which was really, really interesting. So Nightshade's potency, I don't think, doesn't necessarily just end with direct word associations like dog. It also goes into other terms like puppy, husky, wolf, right? So like a lot of the associated words. So you could have like a bunch of messed up dog pictures or tainted dog pictures in a data set, and it's now starting to wreak havoc with like a bunch of similar or variations of that word. So an AI essentially that's been exposed to these images could be misled across a bunch of different prompts, you know, dragon or Lord of the Rings castle. So like you put these words in and it's completely producing the wrong thing. So I think this is definitely a very interesting tool. Zhao acknowledges the potential misuse of data poisoning for nefarious ends. Of course, you know, like essentially sabotaging large language models is going to need like hundreds and thousands of corrupted images. Given their training on billions of samples, like you're going to need a lot of these corrupted images in a data set to actually take it down. So Vitaly Shmetkov, who is a Cornell University professor and AI security researcher, not associated with the project, but just emphasized the urgency of developing defenses. He seems to applaud this whole project. There's also someone named Gutman Kermath, who from the University of Waterloo, and he said that this is fantastic. It really looks like it's a bunch of academics and professors that are like really excited about this. And I think one thing it definitely does do is highlight the vulnerabilities in these AI models. So, you know, whether this project takes off or not, I think it's possible for someone to do this. And so I think it's important, honestly, even between big AI companies, putting out something like this to sabotage their competitors, building a moat by going and like, here's a great way to build a moat for OpenAI. They could go buy 100 image websites, Unsplash, Shutterstock, whatever, right? 5-10 of them that are just big data sets. They run the software on them, but when they use the data, they don't run it. But when they give it, but all their other competitors that are scraping it from the internet do get it, and they could essentially cripple all their competitors. There's an interesting moat. So I think there's a lot of use cases, whether it's an AI company, whether it's a foreign adversary, like China doesn't want us to have as good technology as them, so they go and sabotage stuff. I think it just, you know, highlights a vulnerability, so it's important to be aware of. I think Jufeng Yang of Columbia University essentially says that Nightshade could compel AI companies to better respect artists' rights, and it would possibly be leading to increased royalty payments. So AI firms like Stability AI and OpenAI propose opt-out provisions for artists. Essentially, you can like opt out of getting your content included in their data set. A lot of people find this insufficient. So for artists like Autumn Beverly, some, you know, random artist says that this is going to be awesome and likes it. So in any case, a lot of people are for it. I haven't heard a lot of people against it necessarily. I haven't heard a lot of pushback on it. I don't think it's super common right now. Personally, I just think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm never for shutting down a specific technology, and I will just call this a new technology. It highlights a vulnerability in platforms. I would rather this be coming out of, you know, some universities in the United States that are trying to use it to get more royalties or whatever. Not because I agree with it necessarily, but because if it doesn't come from here, it's going to come from China or North Korea, or, you know, different AI models are going to use it to sabotage each other. So I'd rather at least everyone know about it and be a little bit more transparent. I'm a big advocate. If the technology exists, it will get built. And so the question isn't what happened, like, can we stop it from being built? But like, how do we, what are our defenses against these kind of, these vulnerabilities and whatnot? So a very interesting topic that I think, of course, is going to be top of mind for some of the big companies that have billions of dollars to deal with this issue. So I'm not really concerned about this, but it's definitely going to be an interesting saga to watch as this unfolds and see, you know, how OpenAI responds and how this kind of develops in the future.